You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah. I was 13 years old, which is about the age, right, when your hormones start kicking in and everything. And I stayed up late one night to watch this fresh-faced young singer on The Tonight Show because there's something about this one song of hers. And anyway, she came on and my parents were laughing because they had never seen me react to a young, you know, to a star that way. It was my first celebrity crush was Olivia Newton-John when she came out on The Tonight Show and saying, "Have you never been mellow?" And I just like lost my, you know,
turned into a puddle, huh?
Yeah. So sad to say that Olivia lost her battle with cancer yesterday. They have not officially listed, you know, how she died, but she had announced just a few years ago that her cancer that had been in remission for like 25 years or something was back. And so sadly she passed away. She was only 73 years old. And
it's horrible, my first
celebrity crush, and Jeremy tells me now that it was his first celebrity crush too.
It's funny because, you know, I don't know much about her. A lot of her stuff, you know, came out before I was born. But, you know, Grease is iconic. And, young Jer Bear sitting down probably at the age of 10, 11, 12 with a VHS copy of Grease.
Yeah.
Plugging that in. And, you know, towards the end when she's in that full leather outfit and the hair's up and the leather jacket and smoking the cigarette. And I was smitten. I was a smitten kitten. And I would say that she is probably up there, you know, as one of my first crushes, her and Paula Abdul.
Yeah, that's great.
And yeah, I mean, it's just extremely sad. I mean, Grease is one of those movies that if it's on TV, I know for sure my wife is leaving it on. I mean, it is just on and running. It's an iconic film. And John Travolta came out yesterday and said some really nice things about her on his social media. And yeah, just shocking. I mean, it's really sad. She's an iconic actress. I was working in the bathroom yesterday, laying out some tile and stuff, and I hear from the other room, "Oh, no!" And I said, "What?" And Nicole goes, "Olivia Newton-John died." I was like, "Oh, no, that sucks." And yeah. I instantly, you know, messaged my parents and stuff because, you know, they're more of that generation. And yeah, it's just a big bummer, man. That's a big bummer.
I remember also, because I played obviously a lot of her music when I was a young radio guy, and when she went about changing her image, I guess you could say, because she had been the kind of syrupy sweet, you know, adult contemporary artist and even a crossover country artist, and she put out a song to really change her image that some radio stations actually banned. There was a radio station in the town where I was working that did ban it. We played it, but our owner of the radio station was not happy about it. It was that song called Physical. Let's get physical, physical. It was a different time. Some of the stuff she was singing about had some people saying, "Oh, my." And but I tell you what, her evolution from, you know, America's sweetheart to semi-bad girl was complete, because that song stayed number one for, I want to say, like 10 weeks, which at the time was a record. It was a 10-week number one song. People liked Olivia Newton-John getting physical.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So naughty.
So, anyway, Jer and I send our condolences to her family and her friends and people who were close to her, Olivia Newton-John.
And the fans, man, all the fans.
Yeah, Olivia's gone at the age of 73. But you and I have our memories.
That's right, man.
Thanks for indulging your boys in the morning this morning here at Mix 100.